Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Brian Moran still with us, and we got to change horses, folks. We're going to completely change topics from what we were talking about before. I've got some, Brian's involved in something fairly recently that I want him to talk to us a little bit about. You know, folks, one of the things I'm so proud of you for, small business owners, is the way you give back to the community. I mean, I don't even want to, you know, I feel like sometimes when I think about you folks, I think about, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, that movie where Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, Jimmy Stewart got to look at Bedford Falls or Pottersville, you know, through Clarence the Angel, and nobody wanted to see what Bedford Falls looked like without George. And I don't want to think about what the world looks like without you small business owners, because of all the things that you do for the community. The world would not look the same. It would look bad. It would look not a lot worse. And Brian, you're a good example of that. You've gotten involved recently in Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I want you to talk a little bit about not only about your experience, but also about that particular group, those great folks who make a difference to so many young people.
Actually, it's interesting, Jim. It's a funny little tie-in about how I got involved. I am friendly with Mayor Booker in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I follow him on Facebook, and I see what he's doing, whatnot. And he had mentioned in one of his posts about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, how you only need to give 4 hours a month to make a difference in a person's life. And I challenged him on Facebook, and I said, you know, Mayor, that's great, and I think it's admirable that you promote such a worthy program as Big Brothers Big Sisters. I said, but are you a big brother? You know, you yourself. And, you know, that's what business.
Well, you know how to make friends, don't you, Brian?
Oh, yeah. So I said, you know, you're going to walk the talk. And he said, I love it. And he said, you know what? I have been. He went on to his what he's done, and he said, but I'll make you a bet. If you become a big brother and you find four other people who can do it with you, or at least provide matching funds, because they need funding for their programs.
Right.
He said, I will do it.
Huh.
And I said, you know what? Okay. And I said, you know, I'm a firm believer in backing up what you say. And I said, so I'll do it. And I met with Carlos Lenyex and John Butler, who run the Big Brothers Big Sisters Essex, Union, and counties in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're based in Newark. Fantastic guys. And so I became a big brother, and I actually had my first get-together with my little brother on Sunday.
All right. What's his first name?
His name is Isaiah. He's 13
Isaiah.
Years old. He'll be 14 on Friday.
Wow.
And let me tell you something. He is a wonderful, wonderful kid. And he's at a crossroads in his life. And it's as a woman said in a video that I watched, it's the difference between going to college and going to jail.
Yeah. And you're right there making the difference at that moment.
I am one of 800 people, 800 mentors in this chapter that
yeah.
are working with little brothers and little sisters. But it's such a phenomenal organization. It's you know what? It's about giving back. I wouldn't be in my position today
mm-hmm.
if people didn't help me. And so it's
well, and I'm so proud of you, Brian. Good for you for doing this. I'm not the least bit surprised. I've gotten to know you over the years. This doesn't surprise me at all. This is totally in character for you. But Brian, it's the kind of thing that you see small business owners, the heavy lifters of the marketplace of every community out there are small business owners, not only with their money but with their time. And so congratulations to you, Brian. It gives me another opportunity to brag on my heroes, small business owners. I know you feel the same way. Talk to us a little bit about how folks can find out more about the Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Great. You know what? They can go to www.bbbs.org.
BBBS, Big Brothers Big Sisters, BBBS.org.
Right.
And if they don't have time, if they say, oh, you know, how will I have the time? Is there a place there where it says, okay, if you don't have time, will you give us some money?
Absolutely, because they need money to fund their program.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's always the you can donate your time, you can donate
your
money.
Go visit them, find out what's going on. Brian, I got to wrap it up, but thank you for volunteering. Thank you for being a great resource for us over the years and for being a great example of
Jim,
how small
you.
Business owners are behaving in the marketplace.
Always good to talk to you,
yeah,
Jim.
You too, Brian.
You're the best.
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen. BBBS.org is the Big Brother Big Sisters website. Brian's website is smallbusinessedge.com. Check that out, too. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.